CNN tried to be cool by having a rapper on named Cam Moron to talk about P. Diddy's problems in the wake of the release of that security footage of P. Diddy and his then girlfriend that had been suppressed in the Los Angeles hotel. And it didn't exactly go as CNN had hoped.
I mean, is there something known in the industry about how Diddy treated his artists?
So I'm going to get some cheeks after this horsepower joint.
Now, I don't speak Ebonics, but from my research, I've gathered that him getting some cheeks is a reference to him doing you-know-what with one of his hoes after the show. And what he just downed there was a stimulant that he sells. Apparently, he has a hard time getting it up. And so he needs some help in that area.
What about the industry in general? I mean, so many people have pointed out that Diddy couldn't get away with this stuff if there weren't a lot of people protecting him. Do you think that's the case?
Duh.
Who the talent agent for this joint? Like, you think I'll be sitting around watching what Diddy do and all this? I didn't know this was a Diddy joint that y'all invited me to. Yo, who booked me for this joint? I don't be sitting around watching Diddy and all that.
Yeah, thanks. Man, come on, man. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for your time tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me. You enjoy.
Maybe they should talk to Fat Joe, because he certainly had some things to say about the industry many years ago.
It's owned. The hip-hop community is most likely owned by gay, to be honest with you.
But do you think they'll be...
They're owned by gay. I happen to think there's a gay mafia in hip-hop.
Oh, what a surprise. Maybe 50 Cent's new documentary that he just sold to Netflix about Puff Daddy, titled Diddy Do It, will shed some light on the situation.
That's why I won't be going to the Puffy parties. Look, if you're into that, I'm fine with it. He gets his own. I'm just saying, my mother on the pot. I like it.
But probably the biggest mistake CNN ever made in terms of inviting a guest live on the air happened about 17 years ago in the early days of YouTube. And thankfully, somebody captured it and uploaded it back in the day when they invited Andrew Dice Clay, whose real name is Andrew Silverstein, by the way, live on the air.
Let's talk a little bit about where your career has been.
I can't even believe it.
You were a headline guy.
A headline guy. You know what I mean?
For a while you popped out, now you're coming back. You were running a gym. Tell us about that.
Running a gym?
Weren't you running a gym at some point?
You're supposed to be a news guy. Where are you getting your
our research.
This is ridiculous. I come on CNN and the guy don't even know what he's talking about. Go ahead.
You at no point were you running a gym?
No, running a gym. What, no, you need
didn't
a workout
a time
or
out?
Something? Jesus Christ, with these guys. I come on the news for 2 seconds and you want to say, every
all
time
right.
I do an interview, a guy wants to open his mouth. Can't
all
even
right,
do
Andrew,
a little
thank you
routine
very much.
Here.
We thought that you could hold back.
Yourself, you know what?
All right. We'll go back to talking about Art Carney. And we'll be back in just a moment to fill you in on the Art Carney situation.
Now, I bleeped that because I run a family-friendly show over here, but that went out live on CNN, completely unedited. And I do think Andrew Dice Clay, Mr. Silverstein, is a complete loser, but you do got to admit, that was fun. In other news, this bizarre viral video of old Joe caused such widespread speculation online that a lot of people thought it was a deep fake. Some crazy people thought that it's not even Joe, it's somebody in a mask pretending to be him. It's his double or it's his clone. That CBS News did a segment on it in order to try to fact check it, which only made old Joe look even worse.
All right, this one I'm going to ask you about.
You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-cop. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-democracy. You can't be pro-insurrection and pro-American. Donald Trump lacked the courage to act.
So what did you think of this one?
He didn't blink.
Not at all, right?
So that suggests it's fake.
This one's actually real.
How's that?
And yes, he didn't blink for the whole 17-second clip. And when this actually surfaced about a year ago, there were conspiracy theories and people thinking that this had to have been a deepfake. The reason that we can tell that this one is not a deepfake, we really need to rely on the source.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, coming out a full White House video, giving a speech, and these were remarks that were delivered virtually, we're not only at risk of seeing things that are false and thinking that they're true, mm-hmm. but actually seeing things that are true and thinking that they're false.
I can't even believe that they aired this, because there's plenty of other examples out there of real videos that people think are fake that they could have used. And so out of all the videos, they picked this one, which couldn't make old Joe look worse. And now the Biden campaign is going to hire a meme manager as the president struggles for support from young voters. Because the left can't meme, the left can't understand memes, and they lost the meme war many years ago, and they're getting utterly embarrassed again. And so they're desperately trying to find some way to combat it. And the liberal media has been a broken record for 8 years now. This clip was from yesterday, but it very well could have been from last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, or back in 2016.
And by the way, out there, that hat that you keep wearing, that red hat that says Make America Great Again, that tells people that you go along with this. So you might as well just put a swastika on the hat.
Don't do that.
Because we see it anyway.
The bottom line is calling a MAGA hat racist is one of the dumbest and most pathetic political tactics the Democrats have ever deployed. But I hope that they keep using it, because all it's doing is waking people up. And now Trump leads in 5 key states as young and non-white voters, black and Latinos, express discontent with Biden. Trump's criminal trial has rested for the week, and that's been the only thing that the liberal media has been talking about for the last seemingly 2 months. It's going to resume on Tuesday for closing arguments, and then Wednesday, I think they're on a recess. So it might go to the jury on Thursday or Friday, so we might have a verdict by next Friday. Of course, I'm hoping and praying for a hung jury. The chances of him getting a full acquittal, probably slim to none, but there is actually a decent chance that one of the jurors is going to hold out and not go along with this BS. But don't get your hopes up too high. But don't worry, because even if he does get convicted, it's not going to matter. The indictments backfired and boosted him in the polls. If he gets convicted, it's also just going to backfire, and it's going to give him another boost, which is why I chose the promo code BACKFIRE, which you can use at MarkDice.com to get free shipping off of any of my shirts this whole week for Memorial Day. So get your Christ is King shirt, your Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt, the Trump 2024 shirt, or any of my awesome designs, most available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. And like I said, use the promo code BACKFIRE at the checkout to get free shipping this weekend. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.